Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. Guys, Boykin Construction. I'm sorry, Boykin Contractors. I always want to say construction. Anyway, Boykin Contractors right there in Florence will do construction, roofing, remodeling, additions, repairs, decks. They work all over the central Mississippi area. Again, after a storm, you may have some minor repairs you need taken care of. There was some strong wind yesterday. I was talking to my dad or my mom last night, and one of her friends said the whole front patio blew off their house. Gosh dang, the whole thing? They need to call Boykin Contractors. Look, tons of satisfied and repeat customers. They're licensed, bonded, and insured with the Mississippi Board of Contractors. And most importantly, they're a Christ-centered company with honesty and integrity. Contact Bryce over there. That's Bryce Boykin. You're going to get to talk to the owner. Y'all know how important that is. Not the middleman, not the second man, not the third man. You're going to talk to the boss man, Bryce Boykin. 601-951-7336. 601-951-7336. Check them out on Google, Facebook, etc. Just search Boykin, B-O-Y-K-I-N, Contractors on the interwebs there. That'll come out and work for you. You know, I want to thank Joe, our guest there. I know that's a little different than what we normally do here, but it's still very informative information. It's a bit futuristic, so to say, but it ain't. It sounds like it's so far down the road. COVID was a test run for all the stuff that he just talked about here. I know that's a little above some of our pay grades, mine included. I have to really, really pay attention when guys like that are talking. But they're going to try all that stuff. AI, I firmly believe AI is going to replace about 90% of these useless college degrees. And not all college degrees are useless. Like, I don't think a law degree is useless, but I think AI is going to replace a lot of them. These lawyers better get to work creating some laws to protect their butts. They just went through an entire battle in Hollywood with screenwriters getting AI stuff put in there that says these studios can't use AI. They stayed locked out almost a year. That's why you didn't get no real new movies. They kind of lost that battle too, by the way. They got very little of what they wanted. So, and based on some of the crap that's come out of Hollywood the last 5 years, AI couldn't be any worse. So, there's some people I don't feel sorry for when you lose your job. Screenwriters, y'all suck. All that woke nonsense, pushing the message to our kids. I haven't watched this Nickelodeon documentary yet about the pedophiles that run Nickelodeon. I don't need to. I've been telling y'all. Disney, Nickelodeon, all of them, allegedly. Bunch of big pedophile rings. That's what they do. Have y'all not followed Britney Spears on Instagram? Shame on you, Free Britney people. That poor girl got passed around like a blunt at Disney, allegedly. And she is broken now. I mean, man, in the late 90s, whatever, whenever Hit Me Baby One More Time and all that stuff came out, I was like, gosh dang, that's the dream girl. That's what she looks like. Even if I was single right now, Britney could knock on my door, and if I'm lying, I'm dying, I'd call the police. Mm-mm. You look like you belong on Highway 80. Not down, and I don't mean the downtown Brandon Highway 80 either. I mean the Jacktown Highway 80, over from the Metro up to between Highway 18 and Ellis Avenue, and maybe even down to like Gallatin, that little stretch. But that's what these pedophile rings do to people. These child stars. They break them. I was watching something yesterday. Something's come out where now it's easy to get the Corey Haimes and the Corey Feldmans confused. Corey Feldman is dead. But before he died, on the set of Lucas, he claims he was raped wide out in the open by Charlie Sheen. This stuff's been going on for years. I mean, look, I don't care where you spend your money. If you want to go give your money to Planet Fitness while they allow trannies in the bathroom, while they allow men in the women's bathroom, if you want to go do that, by all means, boo-boo, you go give them your money. If you want to take your kids to see movies with gay cartoons characters in it, pushing the agenda, the message, you do that. You want to take your kid to Disney where every female character there is played by a guy? You do it. But don't be mad when it comes back to haunt you later on. Don't say, why didn't y'all tell me what was going on down there? We've been telling you. You chose not to listen. You chose not to listen. So back to the AI stuff. I saw something on the internet the other day. Some screenwriters who are losing their jobs to AI want us to feel sorry for them. I don't feel that's the Lord's work right there. That's Jesus working. You evil people are losing your jobs. Good for you. Go to hell. Somebody said I got my Corey's mixed up here, that Corey Feldman is still alive. It's Corey Haim that's dead. Well, whichever one. One of them is explaining that the other one, the one that's still alive, is explaining that the other one got raped by Charlie Sheen. And some Crisco oil. Hey, I saw it on TikTok. It has to be true. Boy, this show comes off the rails easy. Happy belated birthday to my buddy Fred over at, from Storage 24. I missed it yesterday. Fred, love you. Happy birthday. Let's bring it back local for a minute here. Y'all remember Thomas that used to call into the show all the time? Y'all know Thomas. The raging psychopath, racist, hates white people. That Thomas. He hates white men and black women, by the way. He's a very strange character, but he does not like black women either. Thomas used to say that pedophilia only happened in white communities. Cause all those white folks is pedophiles. Well, a story broke yesterday in Canton about some pedophilia and incest. He used to like to say that we were all about incest and pedophilia. Well, this I hope Thomas saw that story. I hope Thomas is listening right now. He don't call in much anymore because, well, frankly, when he does, I don't answer because he cusses too much. And he's just mean. Here's a story. This is a black guy. Kind of bust up Thomas's narrative a little bit here. Canton man, but you want to talk about burying the headline too? WLBT buried the headline here. Canton man had sexual relations with 12-year-old cousin, authorities say. That ain't the worst part of this, I don't think. I mean, flip a coin. Then the first paragraph of the story, a Canton man has been sentenced to jail after fathering a child with a 15-year-old girl and having sexual relations with his 12-year-old cousin. Bruce Thompson, 27, of Canton, was sentenced to serve 20 years in custody of the Mississippi Department of Corrections without the possibility of early release or parole. Basically, he got 20 years per sentence. They're going to run concurrently. I guess the thought process is with each one, he could have got 10 years, you know, with parole and good behavior, done about 50% of the time. So they said, no, you're running concurrent. with no chance of parole, you're doing 20 years for these two crimes. I don't think it's long enough. In February of 19, UMC reported to the Canton Police Department they had a 15-year-old girl who had miscarried a child while at the hospital. Canton police began an investigation to determine who the father was. They called Maury Povich, you are the father. Who the father of the child was due to the mother being under the age of consent. The investigation and DNA testing confirmed Thompson was in fact the father. He was 22 years old at the time the baby was conceived and the victim would have been 14. Prior to the indictment being served on the defendant, officers received a complaint from another juvenile's mother stating that Thompson had been having sex with her child since she was 12 years old. Thompson and that juvenile were cousins. Thompson, Thomas. Thomas, is this you? Have you been deflecting? Have you been deflecting, Thomas? Has this been you the whole time? Neither victim wished to testify against Thompson, who pled guilty in each case. He was sentenced to serve 20 years on each case, and that time will run concurrent. All time will be served day for day with zero chance for early release or parole. Great job to Madison, Rankin County, DA office, Bubba Bramlett, all his ADAs. Good work. Would have liked to have seen life, but based on the activities that he committed going into prison, his life might not be long once he gets to prison. We'll be right back on the Clay Edwards Show.